So that's the story for many Americans. And now we're joined by NPR's Julie Robner, who's been listening along with us. She's going to help us explain how the healthcare debate in Washington might affect people like the family we just heard about. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
How common are stories like we just heard?
Well, they are certainly not the majority. Most people do get insurance through their job or through a family member who has a job, about 160 million. But there's about 17 million people who are in what is known as the individual market. And those are families like the Fishers, where nobody works for an employer who provides health insurance. They get their coverage through this individual market. And everybody, including the insurance industry, basically agrees that this individual market does not work very well. Coverage is expensive when you can get it. Sometimes you can't get it. And often it doesn't provide very much in the way of benefits.
So would anything in the bills now being considered by Congress help people in that situation?
Well, all of the bills that are now pending are very much aimed at fixing this individual market, which, as I mentioned, doesn't work very well. The bills, for instance, would ban insurance companies from excluding people who have pre-existing conditions or charging more for people who have pre-existing conditions. The bills would set up minimum benefit packages so people would know what kind of coverage they're getting, which, as we heard, is very important. And they would set up these health insurance exchanges so individuals can basically pool together their risk and get a choice of a number of different kinds of plans, and they'd be able to get more comprehensive coverage, something obviously that the Fishers would find important.
Does all of that cut the cost for a family like the Fishers?
Well, that's the hope. Now, all of the bills that are in Congress now have fairly generous subsidies for people who are poor and near poor. We're talking people earning $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 for families of three or four. The problem is that it's been very hard for Congress to raise enough money to pay for these bills. Remember, they're not allowed to add to the deficit. And as they've had trouble raising that money, they've had to scale back some of the help for more solidly middle-class families like the Fishers, the family we just heard from. And while all of the bills have thresholds beyond which people can't be required to buy coverage if they can't afford it, they don't necessarily make coverage affordable. So while they say there's this mandate, you have to buy coverage, they will say if you can't afford it, you don't have to buy coverage. But that would mean for a family like the Fisher that really wants to buy coverage, they wouldn't guarantee that there would be coverage affordable for them.
Wait a minute. There's this huge gap of people who aren't really poor, so they don't get that much help, but health insurance is very expensive for them. There's this huge group of people that has trouble paying for insurance, and you're telling me that group might get a little smaller, but it's still going to be there after all of this?
That's entirely a possibility. Really, that's part of why they're having this debate over whether or not there'll be a public option, a government plan, because there's the hope that a government plan might push down the cost of health insurance. The insurance industry says no. That's part of the bigger fight that's going on over these bills.
NPR's Julie Robner, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
And our series, Are You Covered?, is produced in partnership with Kaiser Health News, which is a nonprofit news service. And by the way, it's an editorially independent program of the Kaiser Family Foundation, which is not affiliated with Kaiser Permanente, the insurance company.